You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your watch line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Excuse my busting in, but I just want to say three cheers for Dove.
Well.
You know, a new kind of soap like Dove is just what I need now.
Well, I would...
You know, I've heard you talk about Dove doing all three kinds of wash.
Well, sure, Dove does everything. Work clothes, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Yes, I know, but I guess I was behind the times because I kept on using my old soap until suddenly I realized... I've got a wartime wash now.
Uh-huh.
Clothes are changing. Colors are changing. So I've changed to Dove.
Well, that's what I've been trying
to... You know, my men folks work longer hours on the farm now, and I've got stacks more work shirts to wash.
Uh-huh, I told you. The more work shirts you have, the more you need Dove.
Well, it's wonderful the way Dove gets them clean. I don't do any hard scrubbing and no boiling. Why, I've never used a soap that gets dirt out easier than Dove.
You bet. No wartime wash is too tough for Dove.
And it's a blessing for the white pieces, too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, when my husband gets everything covered with tractor dirt.
Sure, Dove will get those grimy towels and linens really white. In fact, no soap made can get a more snowy white than Dove.
Yes, I've never had whiter washes than I get with Dove. And to think this same Dove is so extra safe for my rayon slips and colored washables.
And now's the time you need extra care for those fussy colors, because wartime colors are different.
Don't I know it? That's why I'm so glad Dove is here, to help those pretty colors stay bright longer.
Sure, Dove gives wartime colors far better care, better than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. It gets work shirts clean, towels white, yet it's extra safe for those precious colored washables.
Well, it's wonderful the way Dove does all three kinds of wartime wash.
Yes, ladies, change to Dove today. In your wartime wash, D-U-Z, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Jake put his foot down. He put it down flatly and ended at once what might have involved him even slightly. Of course, the rest of the Goldbergs were a little curious about the young girl Uncle David brought to their house, but Jake has learned his lesson, that if he yields for a moment, all is lost, and his house becomes a center for mixed-up feelings, emotions, and conflicts. So, Jake said no. He said no when it was even faintly suggested that he get a job for Emma, and his no has prevailed for once. And yet,
Ma,
not a question of Ma, Rosalie, darling.
Ma, what harm can it do if she stays until she finds work or...
If the train leaves at 9:45, I'll have to go soon.
There's time,
Emma. My name is Emma.
There's time, Emma.
Ma.
I'm coming, Samuel. Won't you come inside, Emma?
No. I'll sit here, if you don't mind.
Excuse me.
You go inside, Rosie.
No, I'll stay here.
I'm so used to sitting in the kitchen.
I like the kitchen, too.
You are very pretty.
I don't think so.
Oh, but you are. Very pretty. Your eyes are beautiful.
So are yours.
Nobody ever said to me such things. I've cried too much with my eyes. They can't be pretty anymore. But your eyes are young. They laugh and dance. Does it take you very long to fix your hair? Did your mother fix it for you? I don't remember my mother. It's just as if I've never had one.
Rosie. Mama wants you.
Oh. Excuse me.
Is it about time to go to the train?
Almost.
You are Sammy?
Yes, I'm Sammy. I'm sorry about...
I'm sorry also. But you know your father is right. A stranger isn't always good in the house.
Well, it's not that.
You would want me to stay. I can see that you do. I am sorry that my coming and going is going to make you feel so bad.
Well...
Yes, your heart is too good for this world. You must be like your mother is. Your eyes is just... They're just like your mother's eyes. So full of understanding. And you are so young. Young people are not so kind usually.
Yes. Yeah. The train is a little late.
That's all right.
Get the car, Sammy.
All right.
Get the cab. I'll fix a few sandwiches.
Oh, no. No, please don't.
It's only because Mr. Gold...
I understand that. And I don't want you to feel bad.
I do feel bad because...
Yeah, because you are good.
Emma... I'll give you an address to a friend of mine, Mrs. Malenka. She lives in New York in a nice neighborhood, a very nice neighborhood. Across the street is a park.
Yeah.
And all the children go in the park. You don't have to roll the carriage on the sidewalks. It's cool. There's always breezes in the park. And she has two wonderful children. The little one is a baby carriage baby yet. And the little girl, Shirley, she goes to school. And now in the summer, she don't go to school. So you wouldn't have to bring her backwards and forwards to the school. And I think maybe she will...
Oh, I'll find work.
Will you let me know?
I will. Your children are so lucky. Yes, you have to be chosen to have someone like you for a mother.
Mothers are mothers, Emma.
Oh, no.
How do you know that
I know. I have to look only once to see. Your eyes tell me what I have to know. If I could stay here, it would be so wonderful. But I can't, and it's not so wonderful.
Mom.
Yes, darling?
Can I see you a minute?
Yes, surely.
Inside, Mom.
Excuse me, Emma.
It's all right.
Please. It's all right. Mom, maybe if you talk to Papa again, he would feel differently.
Darling, I spoke. How much can I
try again, Ma? Just
I don't want to be caught again. All night I spoke.
Spare me the embarrassment.
All right, Jake.
To say no.
All right. It's only because the girl was working for my sal at the doctor.
I understand, and I wish that I could.
Darling, maybe.
Molly, don't start.
I feel responsible. Why do I feel responsible? Because she was working for my sal at the doctor. Is it her fault that there is a war and my salad doctor had to pick himself up and go to California in the Western Hemisphere? If she didn't take such a wonderful care of my salad's children, would I care? I wouldn't care. So she'll get another job with some other people.
Jay, darling, she could...
Molly, please. If we have no babies, we need no nursemaid.
Excuse me.
Come in, Emma.
I fixed some tea.
Oh, thank you, Emma.
I'll bring the sugar. Sam, show Emma where the sugar is.
Okay, I'll get it, Emma.
Yes?
Oh, sweet.
And,
Pa, maybe if
you... Let me get the car.
Excuse me.
Come in, Emma.
I don't know. Would you like some lemon or some cream, Mr. Goldberg?
Neither, thank you.
Here's the sugar.
Thanks. Sit down, Emma.
I'll go and sit in the kitchen.
Oh.
Sammy, did you get the car?
There's time, Paul.
There is no time.
All right, I'll get my coat.
I'll get it, David.
That's all right. I'll get it.
Poor child.
Poor child.
Oh, poor child, David.
Poor child.
A doll.
A doll.
A doll, David.
Absolutely a doll.
Papa, darling.
Get the car, Sammy.
All right.
Excuse me.
Come in a minute. Sit down. Could you have a bowl for your hair like this, Emma?
Oh, yes, I would. I'd like it very much. But ask your father first whether you may give it to me.
It's all right.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Rosalie?
I'll be right in, Paul.
May I sit here?
Why not?
I don't want you to feel bad because you don't want me to stay. I know it's not because you're cruel. Anybody can see that. You had a hard life.
It wasn't an easy life.
No, no. I can see that. You have a happy family because you have made them happy. And you forgot yourself. And now you want to be quiet and you want to have some rest.
I'm glad you understand.
Oh, yes, I do. I understand.
You bring the coat, Rosalie. They're ready. Emma?
Cars outside.
Cars outside.
Come, Emma.
Cars outside. Come, we'll be late. We'll miss the train.
So you'll take the train in the morning.
But, Jake, you said...
Why do you have to take a local tonight if there is an express in the morning? That's all I ask.
But Jake said too much. And Emma hasn't said enough for us to know whether she's terribly naive and innocent or very, very smart. Meanwhile, there is a night to be passed, and even Jake is weakening. Mother, our government has asked me to talk directly to you about our country's serious need for nurses. And that's because you, of all people, never forget the brave American fighters who are defending our country. No matter how busy your day may be, you never forget that your loved ones are facing shot and shell in this terrible struggle. Right now, our country needs 55,000 student nurses for the training term about to begin. Now, if you have a young daughter who has finished high school, maybe she should enroll in a school for nurses. Maybe she can replace one of the trained nurses so badly needed by our men at the front. Won't you ask your daughter to consider nursing as her career? For complete information, mail a penny postcard to Nursing Information Bureau, Columbus Circle, New York City. That's Nursing Information Bureau, Columbus Circle, New York City. Your country is calling for nurses. Won't you do all you can to answer that call? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.